Thank you to BetterHelp for sponsoring this episode. We spend a lot of time talking about how important it is to take care of your mental health. Therapy is an excellent way to do that. BetterHelp is an affordable mental health care option that fits right into your busy schedule. Just answer a few quick questions about your needs and preferences, and BetterHelp will match you with one of the thousands of experienced mental health professionals in their network. You can talk to your therapist over text, chat, phone, or video. You get to pick what works best for you, your comfort, and your schedule. If you feel like your therapist isn't the right fit, BetterHelp makes it easy to switch to someone new at no additional cost. So give it a try and see why over 2 million people have used BetterHelp online therapy. BetterHelp is offering our listeners 10% off their first month of therapy. Just go to betterhelp.com/musicspeaks to get started. That's betterhelp, HELP.com/musicspeaks to get 10% off your first month of therapy.
Like so many of you, we battle depression during life's many ups and downs.
Music has always been there to help us through the tough times that we all face.
Follow us on our journey as we discuss the healing power of music.
Interview artists and bands.
Break down genres and music news.
Review artist biographies.
And much, much more.
You're listening to the When Words Fail Music Speaks podcast.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to When Words Fail Music Speaks, where we fight depression with the power of music. I am your professional handicapped host, James Cox, but I have a great band that's backed by Jeff, the bassist, reached out to me. We interviewed these two gentlemen on our episode 310, I think. I need to go back and check it, but it's been a while. It's been over 40. I don't know. It's man, I've been working hard. You know, I hardly know what I have to eat today. But we have Jeff and Heath from Heiko Jinai. I finally pronounced that correctly because I went back.
There's no wrong way. There's no
I went
wrong
back
way.
And listened to how you, Jeff, pronounced it.
Oh, okay. That's
yes. Cool. Yeah, right, because I want to, respect everybody here. And so Heiko Jinai, because it's not, that's for what I think it was Heiko Jinai, but there's no why, So I'm like, well, damn it, It's good to see y'all. How have y'all been doing?
Good. We've got a thunderstorm rolling in here, so if y'all hear that in the background, that's what's happening. We have had an inordinate amount of wild weather in Greenville, South Carolina, the last 2 years. Started with a hurricane about this time last year. So, anyway, that's not drums. That's thunder rolling in.
Not drum. Yeah. It looks nice out here, because I'm in Lexington. But I think it's going to thunderstorm tonight or something. It's getting pretty bad here, but I'll just make it through,
Hot here, and then it's gotta explode.
I like the heat though.
Yeah, well, for me, I like cold because I'm always hot. So maybe we just need to switch, because maybe give you the hotness and you give me your coldness, I can.
Do each his own. I gladly share.
So. All right.
So, how you been? Everything good?
Everything is good, man. Like I said before, man, just living life. I went to a doctor's appointment today. Everything is okay, though. I had to have physical therapy. So,
amen.
It's been going great. The podcast was really able to take it off with y'all here and everything. We've had some great guests. Now, have y'all heard of a band called Diamond Head from the 80s?
Diamond Head.
I don't think so.
Yeah, they're
old. Metal?
Metal, yeah, they're old thrash band.
I might have heard of them. Vaguely sounds like I might have.
Yeah,
Do they rock? It sounds like you're about to give them a compliment.
Well, they're the old 80s band. 80, they're like on the
I love that. I love that time. I was really into it back in the day.
Yeah, well, they're old legendary band, and I happened to interview their guitarist Blaine Taylor. So that was really amazing for me.
Cool.
But y'all here now promoting your new song, Human Race.
Human Race.
Yes.
Yep. So we released it yesterday. Got about 25 college radio stations, to spin it. We've got, some other things kind of happening with it. I've kind of stepped back and relented to Jeff's marketing skills on a lot of what's going on. But
I see.
we finally, he put a lot of work into getting it mixed down enough to where I'm comfortable with it being out in the ether. And I don't think it's nearly our best song, but it's a good song. So I mean, it was a good first one to kind of put out there, and let's see what happens.
Right, yeah. Yeah, because last time I talked to y'all, I think y'all said y'all are doing singles, and then at the end of the year, y'all will put them in like a full album, correct?
That's right. Yep.
Okay.
We're doing a single every 6 weeks as our target
6 weeks.
schedule.
Okay.
So we hit the first target,
Yep.
June 30th. Our next one's August 11th.
Mean, technically, we put out a Christmas song
That's right.
that got published back at Black Friday, Thanksgiving, and that was out there. But in terms of, rock and roll, non-assigned music, just basic stuff that we've created to represent the band, this is our first effort.
Right.
That's
Yeah.
mixed down and ready to go.
Yeah.
Jeff's done some really interesting things with it.
Yeah. Now this is a question for Jeff, because I'm not sure if you know who he's, or I could be
I'm
like just insulting your
not. I
intelligence.
probably don't. I probably think.
Okay. But you upload the song to DistroKid, or do you go
We
from
use TuneCore.
another, huh?
We use TuneCore.
TuneCore. Okay. So with it, DistroKid. It'll take like so like several weeks to get that information. With TuneCore, does it give you like automatically like feedback, or do you have to wait several days or weeks?
No, I think there's a time period to wait. You know, we
Yeah.
have a marketing plan that's primarily TikTok based initially. And that kicks in, I think, tonight, actually, where we made about 200 videos
Oh.
that are related to the song. Some
Yeah.
are us playing it live. Some are us talking about it. We got interviewed. You know, this was an interview. Like, we got
Yeah.
interviewed. And then I made some cool, or I think they're cool, AI videos where I
Crazy.
took the lyrics
Weird.
and then we made some prompts and went to AI, like, create this type of, landscape. Some are like kind of quasi-realistic.
Yeah.
Like, one of the themes was a tribute to the band Wire and their album Pink Flag. So I was like, let's describe this album cover and then describe bands coming to the flag, putting their instruments down, their amps down, kind of an homage to that album. And so cut them up, put some words on them, and they're cool.
Yeah,
Like,
they're
I think
cool.
they're cool. So I made a bunch of those. And so, yeah, all in total, they're about 200. So we'll do four or five a day. Just We
Yeah.
also did, it's funny you started with the how do you pronounce it? We had about 80 people around the world. We sent them a request.
India, I mean, around the world. When you say around the
Eastern
world,
Europe,
around the
Africa, like,
world, yeah.
show them the word and say, how would you pronounce this? And they
Yeah.
look at it. And it's really weird because if they're in the same location, they pronounce it the same way. Like,
Right.
everybody in Spanish speaking says, hey, I'm going to say it wrong.
Yeah.
Hekogeni.
That's Africa.
Oh, anyhow,
Ekogene.
Hekogeni. Some say Hekogeni. Anyhow, it's great. So those will be on TikTok as well. And we're running a promotion on our website. If you send us a video of how you pronounce it, we'll put it on TikTok.
Oh,
So you
nice.
could send us a little, just your phone,
Yeah.
about 3 seconds. Hikojini, Hikajai, Hikajini, Hikojinai, whatever.
Anyway,
Anyway.
it's interesting. I'm kind of enjoying this process, and the AI stuff really wigs me out. I'm not gonna lie to you. It's weird to see something created that's never been created before, and suddenly you've got this piece of art that is really
Video clip.
similar to a video clip.
Yeah,
Yeah, it's
video
really
clip.
crazy, man.
It's fun.
Speaking of
I'll send.
AI, have y'all seen the AI videos of Bigfoot talking to people
No,
and running to
that's
the?
real.
Oh my God, I gotta send you all that, man. It's
Yeah,
hilarious.
I'm into that stuff.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, because The 100 humans versus well, like one gorilla, that whole
Yeah.
thing. Somebody did an AI video of the gorilla talking, and he's like, "I'm messing all you up," It's amazing. Yeah.
I'll be right back. We've got rain coming. Jeff's got to.
Oh,
I got to
okay,
cut the grass.
But yeah, but the gorilla like, "I'm messing all you fools up," and everything. I got to see all that. That's awesome. Yeah, but yeah. But it's weird how AI can, even though it's still in it's even though it's still in the infancy, it still kind of scares me, where it's going,
Right.
So,
I saw a thing where it was like, would you rather fight a horse-sized chicken or 100 chicken-sized horses? Which would you rather
ooh.
fight?
Chicken-sized horses or one horse-sized chicken? Probably, I don't know. That's a great question, man.
Oh.
Yeah,
I think
because
I'd rather fight 100 chicken-sized horses.
chicken-sized, yeah, because you could kick
But
them.
a horse-sized chicken would be lethal.
Right? Yeah, because I
The
well,
big beak and the talons.
right. Well, 100 chicken horses is. Would be too many in to just pound on
Yeah, they
you,
surround you and knock you
so.
over and
So
stampede.
no matter what, you're gonna lose whether or not,
You're in trouble.
So
You're in trouble.
yeah. So,
Well,
what
so I
else?
hope people go to our website. If they sign up for like an email, we'll give them a sticker. We
Yeah.
want them to send in a link of them or a video of them saying pronouncing the word. I mean, that's cool.
Yeah, cool. Pretty open to it. I mean, feedback from anybody. We consider somebody sends us a cool guitar riff and we want to stick it in a song. I'll do it.
Right. Yeah. Well, I do love guitar riffs and yeah, so I mean, of course you have to worry about like of course you have to worry about the what did you call it? You have to pay him, right, for your riff idea or no?
Say again?
I guess you don't have to pay him for the riff idea, correct? I mean,
No,
you have
no,
to go through
no.
legal battles.
We'd probably credit them as a songwriter.
Yeah, make sure we
Yeah.
credit. Make sure we do it right. We're not
That
doing
mean
anything
yes. You
illegal.
don't want any you don't we don't want anybody to sue you over this,
No
So
lawsuits.
there we
No
go.
law.
Yeah,
Not this early.
like I said before, anybody that sues me won't get anything because I don't have anything,
That's
So it's
right.
all good. It's all good. So I am looking at the human race cover for this awesome song. And for people who are listening, it's a cover of a sky and looks looks like Dune Hills, correct? All right. So who decided this cover and why did you go with sky and Dune Hills instead of like humans in the actual?
I'd say it was like a work in progress. We looked at it together, just some ideas. It's weird. TuneCore has some weird requirements. Like you can't have words in your. So we had another cover that got rejected. So this was actually plan B.
Uh-oh,
So,
okay. Yeah.
so on the website, you'll actually see the original cover, which is it's like a snapshot of this train station in Pune, India, from 1975, which I thought was pretty cool.
And they wouldn't let you upload it?
Well, it had words on it, and so they
Oh,
rejected
okay.
it. It had a date, 1975, but I think that the new album cover is pretty good. It's a single cover, so
Yeah.
we'll keep marketing through that. It'll be fine.
There you go. There you go. Well, this song talks about like a semi dystopian view of society, and also it touches on unity, social pressure, and technical stuff, Why did y'all decide on this subject with this particular song?
Yeah, so there's a history here. This song goes way back. We played this song in our other band. I wrote the riff, and then Heath and I and our lead singer Dave wrote the words. Well, I had just been to Berlin after the fall of the Berlin Wall. I got to go to the wall after it fell. In fact, I took my Swiss Army knife and I cut a piece of barbed wire off the wall. I still have it somewhere.
And you brought us rocks.
Brought everybody a
Oh,
piece of the
yeah.
rock. And so I think I was in that mindset. Like, the wall had always fascinated me because there was one day it was a relatively free society. And then the next day, the wall's up and you couldn't switch back and forth. And it was a closed society.
Oh,
And
yeah.
I think that's it's a warning sign to all societies, right?
Yeah.
I wouldn't open it all the way, buddy. It's gonna get wet and loud. So I think those types of themes were floating around as we wrote those lyrics. So I think I love the humans and I love the human race. At the same time, some humans can be terrible. So I think that's where this song is sitting is when you're in a closed society, I think, being in America, we don't really have experience with that type of closed system and police state. And it informs you when you travel, right? And you go to, I was also in Croatia in 2001. That's about 4 years after their civil war with Sarajevo and the Serbian Croat war. And, it's the same kind of thing where like freedom is very precious and fragile. And it's there one day and gone the next. I think that's some of these words are a warning sign, I think. What are we doing to protect ourselves and our systems from slipping into a police state? I don't know. What do you think?
Sounds good to me.
Ditto right there. Ditto,
Well, I
Jeff.
just
That's
wrote the
the
best part of the song. We argue about this because it's one of my favorite lyrics we've ever written. It's not a chorus so much, it's the end of every verse. It says, "You know no one because you are no fun." And I think that's hilarious because we all know people that like just are prickly and they gotta have their own way. It's like your own little police state wrapped in a human. And they gotta have their own way. And it's hard to be around them.
Yeah.
And in the end, those people get their own punishment and that they're alone.
That's true.
That took me a long time to learn. Maybe you're still learning. Like, it's not my job to point that out and to
Yeah.
mete out punishment.
Right.
Everybody's little selfishness comes with its own punishment. Mine too, right? Mine too. So,
Yeah.
I think that's a slightly more personal level of instead of talking about a police state, you're now talking about a human that's decided to live life very selfishly,
Yeah.
and they end up having no
Regretting
friends.
it in the
No friends.
end. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, not to get
Life's
too
short.
po yeah. Well, not to get too political here because I hate politics, but I do see people who are very, very wishy-washy with words. They say that they'll move out of country if one person
Rosie
is
O'Donnell.
elected.
Yeah.
Yes. Well,
Both
Ellen DeGeneres did, and I mean, but there's many people still here that said that they're going to do it, but where are they? They're still living here, you know?
yeah.
So humans are very, very strange creatures that have it, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, which is,
Well, it's tougher to find, than you would think, the better country.
Yes.
That's
Oh,
true.
yeah.
I saw a thing. I'm some. I used the word. I read an article, but what that really means is I saw a TikTok. So I'm gonna say I read this article,
Right.
and it talked
TikTok.
about. It is really too. I saw TikTok, but I
Yeah.
read this article that said it ranked. It was this interesting ranking. It was the affordability of a country. Like, so some countries are very expensive. Some are very inexpensive to live. So the affordability index divided by the average income, right? So it's like, yeah, I could go live in Costa Rica because it's really cheap. Or India, right? I've been to India a couple times. Like, it's cheap to live in India, but if you're going to take an Indian salary, all of a sudden, maybe it's not so great. Or you could say, oh, I'm going to go live in Luxembourg because it's super awesome and nice. Everything's awesome there. But then, or I'm going to live in Luxembourg because the salary's so high. The average salary is way high. But then you get there and everything costs, it's $12 for a
Higher,
coat.
yeah,
Yeah.
right.
So there, anyhow, this index was like, what's those two things combined? And the United States was really pretty high. It was like number four or five. The countries above were like things you would probably guess. Luxembourg, Switzerland, I think UAE, right? Because they got all that oil money. And maybe there was one other one I couldn't remember. But no really big countries, right? It was interesting.
Well,
What
I
do you think?
think everybody focuses back on the like 80s and 90s when gas was like $1.52, not thinking that 400, 500 years ago everything was like boom, I don't know. It's just weird how humans forget about the major past and only focus on the like 30 past years, 40 past years, it's weird. So, yeah.
But really, even just everybody focuses on what they imagine it could be. I think gas should only be a dollar. Like, oh, okay, well, why do you think that? How are you gonna get the gas out of the ground and pay the trucker to truck it here? And I don't know. It's weird. This was a real TV show, not a TikTok. One of my heroes is Anthony Bourdain, and he and his buddy Eric Repair, they're both big chefs, so they travel around the world, and they were in some way far off country, and they got to talking about this similar thing. They were in the Alps, the French Alps, and they were like, somehow their phone wasn't working right, and he was like cranky about it, and he's like, you know how hard it is? How many people it takes to make your cell phone work in some remote place of the world? Like, some guy has stood on a 2,500 foot,
Had to find it,
tower
find
and
the air,
like
and
just
do right.
like and adjusting it, and you're like pissed it doesn't work. And so then Anthony Bourdain was like, yes, our lives are really built on the backs and the sweat of men and the blood of animals. That's
Yes,
how we live.
exactly.
And you don't think about it that often in those stark terms, but there's truth to that.
So this may okay, so correct me if I'm wrong. I just heard the song, but I'm kind of my brain's not all there yet. So I 45 years old here. This is a mainly an acoustic guitar version, correct?
No, there's some
So
electronic. All that
what
you
is like
know about.
yeah.
Well, yeah, it's acoustic driven, and then we added a little. I like calling it a White Stripes sound, distorted riff that kind of becomes its own melody. In the song, and so yeah, it's kind of a nice mix. I think it's got a little bit of a heavy side to it. I like it because it kind of grooves. And then Jeff added some really interesting dance rhythm, especially at the end, at some kind of peak times during the song. So I mean, I like what we've done with it, and I think it's interesting enough, like I said, to where I'm okay with it, with it being out there. I'm my worst critic, and I'm never ready to put anything out there. And I finally got to the point where I was okay with this one, and then now I get excited about it. We more I listen to it, the more I'm proud of it.
I was gonna ask you, did y'all both like how did y'all both work it out? And you told us right now, but I think I asked you before, so forgive me for asking again. I asked you before, how do you know when the song is done? So how do you know when this song was
Never
done?
done.
Because it, yeah, because yeah, because you just said I don't know if I want to put it out, right?
We'll play it, we'll record it, and then it'll be done in theory, and then we'll go out, we'll play it live somewhere, and I'll find something really cool to add to it that I wish I had recorded. So And I guess that's normal. I guess that happens with everybody's music. But at some point, you just have to, kick the bird out of the nest and let it go. So Jeff's really good at that. So, I'm kind of.
I'm always listening for things that offend me. Something too loud, too harsh, too can't hear it. I knew I put something here, but it's not, you can't hear it. So I will walk in my headphones and I got my notes out and I'll just second verse, guitar fades away too quick, or third
Yeah.
verse, second line, the snare doesn't come in the right spot, whatever. And I do that. I walk my dog most days, like 2 to 3 miles. So that gives me, 40 minutes or whatever listening after a couple, and then I'll go back and fix it, right? Or fix it that weekend or whatever. But after a couple weeks of that, I don't hear anything bad. Then I'll let he,
Yeah, and then he gives me the assignment,
and then
and
we'll
he
listen to it in the car, listen to it on big speakers.
take notes and figure out
And
and
then
scribble
we,
it
once
down.
we get all the notes kind of done, Heath note is often, we got to re-record the whole
I want to
thing.
re-record the whole thing.
You're never
I come
satisfied, man. Go on
like
now.
there's 600 hours of recording
Yeah.
and mixing,
It's
and no, we're
gone.
not going to record the whole thing.
I get it.
You
It's
can record one
expensive.
verse if you want to, but even that probably not going to happen.
But I mean, a lot of times, listening to it by yourself, you will notice nuances that really aren't nuances. And depending on what you're listening to, if you got your Bluetooth headphones on at 3 o'clock in the morning, laying on the couch listening to it is different than when you're putting on your Bose speakers and the recording. It's so yeah, I can hear something different every time with it. But there comes a point, which kind of with human race, where we chiseled away at it enough, and fixed enough to where anything else we're doing is hurting it.
Yep.
And when it gets to that point, you got to step away from
It's
it.
almost
Step
like
aside.
tightening a tire. You tight, 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 and then you got to back off one.
Yep.
Yeah. So you got to,
Exactly.
you don't go too far. It's a
Are
pretty raw
y'all?
sounding song.
Yeah, I mean, this was raw. I mean, it's not overdone. It's not there probably are a few little, I keep calling nuances, little I won't call them mistakes, little raw areas in there that aren't absolutely perfect. But Jeff has made the point, that's kind of what we're after, is a genuine feel,
Deal. That's right. It's not
something that's
Steely Dan.
real. Steely Dan.
It's not
Yeah.
Steely Dan.
Yeah, because if it's real, a lot of people could tell. If it's not real, people are really, I'm not going to listen to this. Or we
Yeah, you might as
didn't,
well listen to AI music.
Right? Yeah, exactly. Yes, AI, and I don't think the AI is going to be able to do music just as well as human beings can do.
I
I don't
hope
know.
not.
Just no. I don't think it is. So I don't think we have anything to worry about right now. Maybe in like 30,000 years, it might, take over,
Who
but
knows?
not in our lifetime, so. All right, so I have some pretty fun questions for y'all now, if y'all don't mind.
Sure,
I'm
yeah.
not.
Good at these.
You're not good. You're not good at fun
I'm great
questions.
at.
Oh, come on
You
now.
dumped me last time. I felt stupid, but I'll try.
No, these are so fun, dude. You're gonna love these, guys. If each of you could unwrite or undo one creative decision you made in your entire music career, what would it be?
Oh, Lord. You got
We'll
to
go
go
with
first. I've
I
got.
have one. Go ahead. You'll forget. I'll remember
All
mine.
right. So I don't know if I talked about this last time, but you said over the course of the whole career, we
Yes.
had a radio station in Columbus, Georgia, Rock 103, and a DJ that loved us, loved our band,
And the station manager.
and he was station manager, and it's a big radio station, Columbus, Georgia, Auburn. I mean, it's hard to say how many listeners, but hundreds,
Right.
hundreds out.
Right.
And I mean, this guy loved us. He would come to shows. We came on the radio station, played live. He would play some of our music. We had a song that kind of caught on. But anyway, my point is, I was so young and stupid at the time. I didn't realize what an advantage it was to have someone on that end of the music industry that was supporting us. And instead of really trying to take advantage of that, and he would try to get us to play some gigs that we didn't, that we thought were beneath us. And, you know, but in reality, what we should have done was anything he wanted
Just
us
take
to do,
right.
because he had all the connections, and, you know, was on the inside. And so if I had it to do over again, I really would have. And we were friends. And he, I mean, it wasn't like it ended badly or anything, but there were some situations where we didn't do some stuff he wanted us, asked us to do, where we should have. It wouldn't have been to our detriment. It would have been to our benefit. So if I could go back and do something differently, I would have been more humble.
Well, in REM, early on, they cut in a fifth guy as their manager, equal partner. Yeah, we could have done that with this guy.
Yeah, we should have. A lot of little stuff like that.
There were one regret I have. I'm an archivist. I
Collector.
collect everything. I keep
Thank
everything. This
you.
poster is an old poster that
Yeah, Chill
made
Bumps.
35 years ago. When we recorded our album as the Chill Bumps at Exocet Studios in Atlanta, you know, it was all the money in the world. It was probably 5 grand just to record it, right?
We had to borrow it from our drummer's
Bar,
father
yep. So
to pay
we,
him back through gigs.
and at the end, I let that manager or the manager of the station, I said, I want to keep the master tapes. And he says, no, we have a safe
You got a
here.
vault, yeah.
It's climate controlled. They'll be safe. Your fee guarantees a lifetime storage. And I let him talk me into that, and I went back about 10 years ago
To get them.
to get them, and the station had burned down,
Yeah.
or the
Oh
studio burned down,
no. Yeah.
and
Oh
they're lost
man.
forever. So
Yeah.
that, and you know what? I don't know if we told you the story. Heath and I realized that this year when we were 15, we didn't know each other.
Yeah.
Heath was living in Montgomery. I was living in Auburn,
Tell
and
the story right, because it's freaky.
yeah, our first concert, we're getting on the, you know, first concert you've ever been to. Everybody's,
Yeah.
you know, had a conversation. He and I, unbeknownst to each other, were at the same first concert ever.
And we both lived
Both.
in different cities. We were both didn't know each other, 15 years old.
Yep.
First concert my mother let me go to.
Same with me. It was New Edition was the headliner, and then Fat Boys and
And
Houdini
Houdini in
were the headliner.
Montgomery, Alabama.
And I was a huge Houdini
And he still
fan,
has the ticket
and
stub.
I had the
Yeah.
ticket stub.
Freak me out.
So it's like, Jeff, you kept that ticket stub from your first concert. Why not keep the tapes?
Yeah,
I'd have
yeah.
done a better job than those idiots who
Yeah.
probably smoking weed one
Oh,
night and left the damn
no.
studio.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or some
Right.
insurance scam or something.
Who knows?
But I wish I had them.
Yeah.
But with AI now, I think I can go make the stem,
I
so I
think
may do
right,
that.
yeah. Actually, I can't could make the stems for you, you know? I don't know. I
What's
don't know how
the
that
stem?
would work. Yeah.
Our bass, drum, vocal,
Yeah.
background vocal.
Or maybe you can come up with like an app that does it for you, you know? Where
Yeah.
you can make even more money. Yes, you know. So I do have three more questions for y'all.
Sure, yeah. We're here for you.
All right.
And
Thank
in
you,
the
sir.
audience.
And yes, and you are listeners, yes. Fun question, okay? Art. This is that hard, Heath, okay? So you gotta just
Right, I
bump
appreciate
on.
it. I need
Because
all the help I can get.
I'm thinking this great question for you, buddy, okay? So out of the box, I'm thinking outside the box, okay? If alien civilizations discovered only your music, only yours, thousands of years from now, okay, what do you hope that they understand about humanity, since we're talking about human race, you know, as the
If musicians 1,000 years from now would cover this song,
only your music,
this song that
or
human
all
race,
music,
oh, what would
all
you
your
want them to know
music,
about humanity?
Well, a general theme I think that keeps showing up in a lot of the new music that we're doing is, and I don't want to try to sound like I'm trying to be cool or smart or anything, but I honestly think that there is a lot of changes going, positive changes going on in the world right now. I think that I think people are awakening to love and goodness and consciousness and kind of co the connection between all of us. And you know, a lot of the songs that we're writing accidentally kind of dip into the flow and the mind and you know, present, being present. So I guess 1,000 years from now, maybe this is the point in time in history where the globe started to make that dimensional change into, becoming something better.
Yeah.
This was the start of it.
Nice. Nice. All
I'm
right.
going to take mine in musical direction. I saw an article. This is a real article, not TikTok, I think.
Right here.
And
Not TikTok. Not
it's Peter
TikTok.
Bach from REM, and he's like, he's one of my favorite guitarists. REM's one of my favorite bands. He's like, I see kids come to the concert, and they're planting themselves right in front of me, and they're looking at me, and he goes, in my head, I'm thinking, kid, no reason to look at me. It's all GCD.
Yeah, he's looking at his
That's all I play. And one of the comments goes, no one's looking at your left hand. Everybody's looking at your right hand because Peter Buck's known to play the arpeggios and he's so fast. And I think that's cool. So I hope if someone was trying to cover our music, I'd want them to say, huh, those chords don't really
That's
go
a weird
together.
place to go.
That's a weird chord to go to next, but it seems to work.
And
That's what I would
I
say.
like it, Jeff.
That's what I would
So
say.
Jeff, a lot of these songs, these newer songs that we at least recorded first are Jeff's kind of creation in terms of the chord progression. And what I have found that I've started to appreciate about them is they're unpredictable. You think you know where it's going, and then suddenly it slides into this weird, chord or note that you just didn't see coming, but it fits. And then writing lyrics to
Melodies too. That's the first
melodies,
part,
and
writing a melody.
it becomes cohesive. And I was never into any of that kind of stuff back in the day. I was just a traditional, I want you to sing it in the shower 4/4. And what I've come to appreciate is this unpredictability and these weird chord progressions, and the weird order of song. It doesn't follow a traditional order where, verse, chorus, solo, verse, it's just it's different. And it's a lot of trouble a lot of times to record it this way, but in the end, it makes the song
Like we'll be taking
interesting.
notes. It's like verse, pre-chorus, half chorus, half verse, verse, half solo, pre-chorus, chorus. And he's like, why didn't it just go
It's like
verse,
it's
chorus,
like verse, chorus,
chorus?
verse, chorus, verse, chorus.
I mean, we're recording it, and Jeff's literally with a whiteboard,
Half pre-chorus.
this is the, and
I'm
to
like,
try
what
to follow.
the I'm like, what the hell was a half pre-chorus? But I'm with Heath. I'm like, what the hell was a half pre-chorus instead of half
Exactly.
chorus, first chorus, first end song? But
End it.
I'm
Angry
sitting
about it the
there.
whole time we're recording it, but once it's over with, I'll pat him on the back and
And
be like,
then
I'm
you
like,
can't ever
oh,
hear
you're
so that's what you were
right.
talking about.
Oh,
Yeah.
yeah.
Okay, well, we're speaking
Good
of
question.
unpredictable songs and notes. Okay, this leads into perfectly to my next question. Do you think that music now or music in the past could still surprise you? Or do you think you've heard everything that can be heard right now?
No, I think it surprises me.
It surprises you? Okay.
I took a weird class like on GroupMe or something. It was, remember that singer Alaya? She passed away in
A lot, yeah. Aaliyah.
Alaya. One
Yeah.
of her dancers lives in Atlanta, and Atlanta's, the mecca of hip hop. And she was a producer, songwriter. She's like our age, kind of. And she put a class together, how to write a hit. And it was awesome. And I went, and she's talking about minor key, major key, verse, chorus, high, low energy. And this one guy raised his hand. He's like, yeah, there's only like, whatever, 11 notes. How can there be more and more things? And so she's like, of course there is. So I got my calculator on my phone out, and I was like, just a 10 note little run. The permutations of that, it was like 100 billion different types. Like, that's just 10 notes. That's not even a whole song, right? So there's no end to that math, right? Of what is the unique chord progression, melody, note choice. So I think, yeah, unpredictable forever.
How about you? How about you,
I
Heath?
built a little tiny home on Jeff's property here in Greenville recently, and I hired a little kid to come do the
She-Rock.
sheetrock, and he was a 19-year-old kid, but he brought his music with him, and I figured you got a contractor out there. You know, I'm old. I'm 50 something, and you know, I'd put a Tool on or something or Soundgarden. But he had the music, I guess, that everybody's listening to today. And yeah, it was surprising. It was weird to me. It was
Was it hip hop?
no, it was I don't. You know, your son kind of listens to some of that stuff.
Oh yeah, like kind of rap, rock,
Just yeah,
mix,
and electronic stuff in
electronic,
it.
yeah.
But anyway, so yeah, I'm very surprised at what people are listening to. I hope rock and roll is not dead.
No.
You know, who knows? Every few years it seems to
It just
recycle.
morphs and captures
Yeah.
everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wouldn't listen to anything that Gene Simmons says, because Gene Simmons says rock and roll up dead. It's not dead. It's well alive, you know. I don't get it. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that he's upset that he can't make good rock and roll music anymore, because technically KISS music now, it's not KISS music then, you know.
We were talking about New York. What's that song? New York.
Stuck in a New York,
Oh back in New
yeah.
York groove
Yeah.
together. That's
Yeah,
being there, maybe their last great song.
yeah. Yeah,
That's a cover. That's what we learned.
Yeah, it's a cover song.
That's not even their, man, that's not even their song in the, okay. Well, I
Yeah,
don't know. Yeah,
bad example.
if I ever get Gene Simmons on the show, then I'll ask him why he thinks rock and roll is dead, and he's I'm telling him he's wrong about it too, because I'm not
Death
afraid to tell
Plan
him.
Human Race.
Yes, exactly. Yes. So, okay, so we got one more quick question for y'all. So looking back at your music career until now, is there a sound or a mistake or even like an imperfection in your early recordings that you treasure now more than it had been perfect?
That's a good question.
She's alone, she's always home. Did you like that song?
Yeah. You didn't like it?
It was not the lyrics were a little
Too dark for you.
too dark for me.
Too dark.
Yeah.
We had a song called Love that I thought you wrote, but you told me Dave wrote.
I wrote that she's alone, she's always home, she's waiting
Right,
on the telephone.
right. Yeah.
And then we built it around
It's
that.
kind of a depressing song about a girl that's getting killed by her boyfriend.
Ooh,
So
that is dark. If I have to
Yeah.
go over again, I'd just go ahead and get rid of that one. I
Yeah,
don't know
that is
what.
pretty dark. I don't know. Yeah.
It's dark. Bizarrely, the song is called Love.
Well, Mrs. made a career out of killing girlfriends and, I mean,
Yeah,
just,
who did?
the Misfits.
Misfits. I don't
With
know that I have musical
stress
regrets.
and, yeah.
Everything's a learning thing. You progress and maybe you wouldn't write things the same way. I guess there was one song we had where I had written this little weird riff that sounded like, remember those old books where you would
Oh, yeah.
have a cassette tape play
At the
and
tone.
then say at the tone, turn the page? And we said that.
You remember that? We said
Yeah,
that in one
yeah.
of our songs, and it never really came across how we were hoping people would.
We thought it was cool. This would be cool.
This would be
Progressive.
cool.
This would
People
be
think
cool.
it's
And then
cool.
totally flopped, right? Yeah. It's like,
Because the
damn.
people remember how they had books when they were kids. And I guess even at that point, maybe we were too old for the target
Maybe so.
audience.
Maybe so.
Yeah.
I was only 19. Too old. Has been at 19.
You can't be ordering to me, man.
Yeah, I'm pretty old.
Yeah, I'm pretty old. Look at the
Okay.
beard. You can't have a beard like this and not be
Yeah,
55.
ooh, look at
Look
that
at the stuff. I wish I had a gray beard. I don't know why, because I love the way that gray and white hair looks. I can't do it.
gut. Yeah.
I tried
It'll
to dye
come.
it. Oh yeah. Well, I'm kind of mad at my dad because he had white hair when he was like 23. Like how the hell? But then again, he's a
Really?
retired colonel now, so he
Oh,
earned.
full bird.
It's a really, really big stress, stressful job,
Sure. Yeah.
So yeah, he was in the intelligence field. I'm like,
Cool.
and every time I ask him, he's like, I can't tell you. I gotta kill you. I'm like, don't kill me,
That's
man.
the difference of the
Don't keep that
human
for yourself,
character.
dude. Yeah. But I
Yeah.
always tease him. I'm like, how the hell are you arguing the intelligence and you don't know anything about anything? He's like, I don't know, man. I don't know. So, all
That's the
right.
first oxymoron, military intelligence.
Right. Yes, that is. That is. So last time I talked to y'all, we're gonna wrap up for a few minutes here. Gave y'all some shout outs. Last time I talked to y'all had a band camp
website, right?
Yeah, well, now it's a full-fledged website,
Full fledged. Well, okay,
www.hecogeni.com, HECOJENI, Hecogeni. And everything's there. And the Human Race is now on Spotify and Apple Music, Pandora, all wherever you stream music, it's
You're
there.
right. And do we have any merchandise yet, or is it coming, or?
Yep, there's merchandise. You can actually buy a single CD of the song, which is cool. You can buy a T-shirt, and if you give us your email address, I'll mail you a sticker. We mailed a sticker
Yes.
out this morning. Yep.
Right. Perfect. Perfect. Yeah. And
Exciting.
you're on TikTok and Instagram and Facebook,
TikTok,
correct?
Instagram. Well, we're on TikTok initially. That will be the test bed, and then those will flow to Instagram and Facebook probably in a week or
Okay.
two.
Yeah. Get
So
out of.
TikTok is approving it, man. It is where everything is happening right now, I
Yeah.
think.
Yeah.
You love it. If you have about 8 hours a day to blow, you should get yourself a TikTok account because it's just
Interesting.
I'm flying from TikTok. I wouldn't know.
How are
It's
the
all there.
okay? Okay, so you said you recorded like at least 200 videos for TikTok.
That's right.
First of all, where do you find the time for that, and how do
Yeah.
you plan out each video? I mean, because that's a
Yep.
lot of work.
Yep.
That's a lot
So
of work.
there's two answers to that. One is we record everything. We record this. If we start to write a song, boom, I'm hitting
He's got a
record.
camera somewhere recording it. I'm unaware half
If we
the
practice, if we're
time. Oh.
recording it, if we're writing a song, if we're talking about it, if he starts to talk about his weird, crazy life story, boom, I'm gonna put a camera.
Yeah, it's not good. It's not good. That's why you gotta be
So
very careful
we collect,
what you say, you know?
yeah, we
Yeah.
collect a lot of video, and then I have a guy I met on Fiverr. His name's Dimitri. Dimitri. I pay him in pounds, so he must be in Great Britain.
Yeah, Fiverr is great. Yeah.
Well, I don't
Yeah.
know. I paid another
Yeah.
guy in Bitcoin one time. He was in Indonesia. Anyhow, this guy takes those videos and chops them up into little bite-sized segments.
Yeah.
I
30-second clips.
send him an
Yeah.
hour's worth of video a week. He chops them up, and then I place them in folders. And then when we go to post, it will be random. So I'm not going, oh, here's the first video I'm going to
Right.
do, and here's the
Yeah.
second one. It is, we're going to get it all out there, and the universe will decide. I have another person on Fiverr that helps me posting. We present her a folder. Here's post number one, post number two. She just posts them.
Yeah.
Then we will have an analytics on the back end with
Yeah.
ChatGPT that's like, which videos do people watch more? Which videos do people comment on? Which videos do people like? And those videos will get more rotation into Facebook and Instagram.
Right.
So
See, it's kind of an experiment
that's the
in
machine.
marketing,
We'll
but
see. We'll
yeah. See what
see.
happens.
It
It ain't like the
ain't
old days.
Right, just see what sticks, you know?
see what
Yeah.
sticks. We'll let the consumer decide what's interesting or not.
Yeah, because I'm always
Probably
wondering how
weird video,
bands.
weird stories. That's
Yeah.
what's going to be the killer.
I really hope you're kidding
Is
about
no, it's he's talking
that.
about time in the Marines and.
Yeah. I've got a little jogging trail out here that I have to pull over a couple of times. I'll just leave it at that. But anyway, I think I talk about it and Jeff records it, which is like one of my worst nightmares, which I just did again. So
Well,
I,
that was on
you
you, buddy, not me.
know, anyway,
Well,
it's hard to hit me.
I know a lot of people who would love to listen to your story, dude. You know,
Yep,
especially
that's
being
true.
in the, yeah, right. Yeah. So I would get my
It's a
dad to do it, but he's kind of like stoic and not, you know, I mean, my dad's kind of hard to talk to, not for me, but for everybody else. Everybody thinks that he's like, you know, really hard to talk to. He's not, you know, he's just got to get
Is
used
he
to you
retired?
know. He is. Yep, retired colonel, 30 years.
Yeah, old bird. We're probably in some of the same places. He was, you know, obviously in 2002 to 2006
Yeah.
during that whole Afghanistan Iraq period.
Yep. He did some of that because he retired in '99,
Oh, okay.
so I'm sure the
Golf.
buildup was there. Uh, still,
Yep, yep,
I guess I had to keep it under wraps until, they released everybody there. But he retired in 99, spent 5 years teaching JROTC, and then finally retired.
Yep.
And now he does nothing but watch TV and goes out to eat with his brothers.
You
Like,
should
you
get him a
deserve it,
TikTok.
dude. Yeah,
I would
right.
love
That's
it. He would love
it. He would love it, but I'm like, I don't know if he could tell a lot of stories because if he did, he would have to kill everybody.
Everybody.
Everybody's going down.
You could
Yeah,
just
so.
say, as a friend I knew said one
But
time.
there's many ways around it, Oh, yeah, so. We do love you. Please come back anytime. Just
Yeah,
email me like you
certainly.
did before, and
Well, we
we
will.
would love to get you back on your next
Thanks, brother. We really appreciate
that
it. It
you
was
are
great to see you again.
released 6 weeks later, right?
That's
Like
right.
every 6 weeks.
Every 6 weeks,
Yeah,
chicka, the
and then at the
machine.
end of the year, full album.
Package into a full album. That's the goal.
Nice.
There's a little part of me. My wife went to Memphis for a conference, and I was like, we should go record our best six songs at Sun Studios and release that as a live album.
Yeah.
Tell us. That would be
That
cool.
would be cool.
So that may be how we release it as a package app.
I mean, it just sounds magical. I like it.
Sounds magical.
Yeah. Or you could write, but yeah, I guess.
James
I don't know
Brown.
what I'm thinking about. I'm just weird like that sometimes. So,
If you're not on board with it, you're not on board with it. It is what it is.
I am, but it's like, would you do like a acoustic only set? Would you do
Don't know
like,
what we would do. We're not super acoustic. I
no.
think we would do something unique. I bought a, this is a side, I bought a ancient beatbox machine that I'm trying to learn. I think we would do it that way.
Oh,
Or
like a
no, a
finger
cameo.
drumming?
Tick,
Okay,
tick, 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 boom. Tick, 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 boom.
Kind of like a finger drumming. Beatboxing
Yeah,
machine,
yep.
like, yeah. I got a friend who, Dr. Brass, who does that finger boxing thing. It's genius, yeah. So I'll get you in contact with him, because he teaches
Sure, yeah, maybe
how
come and
to
work the
be,
machine.
he teaches people how to do that.
Oh,
So
cool.
yeah, so I could get you in contact with Dr. Brass. So yeah, but
Nice.
honestly, we do love you here, and come back anytime you want to.
Awesome.
Maybe we can get you to come down to South Carolina and we actually meet together.
Yeah,
You
that would
guys
be
love
great.
it. Yeah. Go out for a couple beers or
Absolutely.
something,
You know,
So
there you go.
yeah, sir. All right.
Awesome. Thanks,
Cool.
James.
No problem. Thank you,
Good man,
sir.
James. Appreciate you, brother. Totally
Oh yeah,
appreciate it.
anytime. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Awesome.
And with that said, everybody, thank you so much for listening to the show episode. And always remember, when the words fail, music speaks. Bye, guys.